And joining us here on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Ted Skrobak, a familiar voice, but one we haven't heard in a while. Ted is a public affairs specialist now with Colorado Springs Utilities. We're talking smart giving, Black Friday, and fog. And Ted, how do you get all three of those things in the same story?
You know, I don't know, but that's the fun of this job is being able to just throw all these different things towards towards you and our customers. But I even want to jam one more thing in there if I can first. I have some breaking news for you, Ted. Are you ready for this?
I am ready for breaking news anytime.
That's what I figured. I figured you'd like this. So since we had to move up our monthly hit a week, this is actually our utilities board meeting day, where they got a report about the WaterWise rules. And this was our first year of doing WaterWise. It started in May 1st of this year, ran through the summer, and just recently wrapped up. We are well exceeding expectations of water saving goals, which is obviously huge for our region. And this is just to remind customers out there, the WaterWise rules are watering three times a week, watering before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m. I think we've actually discussed this a little bit on the last time I was on your show speaking for utilities. So really good news coming out of there. And just, I think, a great slingshot into next year as we continue these WaterWise rules. And then also, I figure as much as you like breaking news, you like segues too, right?
Love them.
So I'm going to give you a little segue from talking about WaterWise rules to some of our rebates and some of the Black Friday deals that we really want to highlight as holiday shopping is starting up. One of those is a rebate on irrigation systems. So if you go out and you go to our website, csu.org, as you're shopping either for your family or for yourself, and we won't tell anybody if these gifts are for yourself, you can go onto our website and different rebates apply to different items that hit some of these Energy Star qualifications. So we have some great savings to look into. The rebates that we're highlighting for this holiday season are smart irrigation controllers, as well as looking at some of those smart thermostats that can, you know, some of the smart thermostats can actually save you up to 8% on your heating and cooling bills, around $50 a year. So some of these items start paying for themselves pretty quickly. And the thing that I want to point customers to on our rebate page is there are rebates all year round on all of the major appliances that you use in your home. So I would say as you're looking for some gifts, again, Ted, I don't know if you're shopping for others or if you're looking for yourself in this upcoming week. Some of these rebates are really good if you're looking to upgrade some smart devices around your home. So how about that for breaking news and then a segue into our first topic? Was that pretty good?
I can only describe that with one word, and positively brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's like I've done this before, you know.
That's why I so enjoyed talking with you, Ted. Because you have a great way about you and getting these messages across, and our audience, I think, just enjoys hearing from you. What great news about WaterWise! It says a lot about our community spirit, minded neighbors that you know, everybody kind of came on board here and did a great job in helping save a lot of water for the city.
Yeah, and the other nice thing about this is this first year was it was just kind of a warning year. We would send out letters kind of explaining the rules to people, so no one was getting fined this year. That's something that would be happening in the second year and beyond of the WaterWise rules. But like you said, I mean, just amazing by the community saving this amount of water. And the other nice thing from our side of things is we kind of had to pivot a little bit because we had, you know, we were facing COVID situations just like anybody else. So one of the big things that we want to continue to push with Colorado Springs Utilities is getting some of these learning aspects out there. So we had to go and do some free landscape webinars instead of maybe doing some of these classes in person with people. So really trying to educate as best as we could throughout this pandemic. And one of the stats here for the math nerds out there, we obtained over 550 acre feet of water savings. The projected goal was 375 acre feet. Now, if you're like me, I didn't really know what that meant, so I went to the experts. They say 550 acre feet is equivalent to 500 football fields in 1 foot of water. So to make it nice and easy for people, that's a lot of water that we saved this year. So we should all be able to pat ourselves on the back after that.
Indeed. In our last 30 seconds together today, let's bring fog into the picture, because as you note here, it makes for a sticky situation. You want to be careful with it.
Yes, I was just hanging out. And fog is fat, oil, and grease. It's not the low-hanging clouds for people that don't know. I was hanging out with one of our wastewater workers the other day, and he actually is the one that goes into the pipes with a camera to see the grime and grease build up. So the number one thing leading into this next week for Thanksgiving, as you're cooking, please, please, please do not put your grease down the drain. It's nice and easy to just, if it's hot grease, put it into an empty can, wait for it to harden, throw it out. Make sure as you get done with your Thanksgiving Day meals, you're scraping your plates, and then wipe up the pots and get rid of any of that excess grease. But anything that goes down your drain, for people that don't know, the service line from your home is your responsibility until it gets to our main line. So grease can build up pretty quick in your own line, not just Colorado Springs Utilities lines.
Don't
so
want to get
hopefully
that clogged
I made that
up.
30 seconds.
I think you did, again, a wonderfully brilliant job. Ted Skrobak, a public affairs specialist for Colorado Springs Utilities, a great friend to KRDO. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for spending some time with us here.